fisherman. Now, when I was a young man, and of course my dad always went a fishing, my brother and I'd go along with him. We just fished in the Ouachita River. Incidentally, I have pulled the lines in there a few times to get a few fish. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't be construed or even halfway be called a fisherman. Here's my experience with fishermen. I have a farm on the river. The river runs right through it. Mm-hmm. I work there every day. Well, I take it as a matter of course. I'm not interested much. But now if a guy will get in the car here and drive 30 miles mm-hmm. and get to the river, he enjoys his fishing. He's done something. He's going somewhere. Uh-huh. He's on a vacation.
Yeah.
But I'm there. I live there by it. It's everyday business. And man, I don't think anything about it. I could fish every day if I wanted to. It wouldn't cause me any trouble or any driving.
Uh-huh.
But I think that stuff mostly habit.
Mm-hmm. What did you use for bait when you went fishing with your...
We often would use worms, mm-hmm. but if we had time, we'd catch crawfish, mm-hmm. or crawdads, they called them.
Uh-huh.
If we couldn't get that, we'd get out here and catch us a bunch of grasshoppers. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good fish bait. Mm-hmm. You can always catch them.
Yeah.
Take a brush something and knock them down, you know, and pick them up and put them on your hook, and you catch a lot of fish, grasshoppers.
Oh, those are dandy.
Of course, you go up here to the store, they'll sell you a liver or a commercial.
Yeah.
Bait, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stink bait, they call it. You ever using stink bait?
Yeah, I can't stand it.
I can't either.
Works fine. Some of it I don't mind, but a lot of it. Do you ever use those little fish?
Oh, minnows?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Now, do you know what? Until I was grown, I thought that a minnow was just a little fish.
Mm-hmm.
But afterwards, I learned that a fish is a fish and a minnow is a minnow.
Mm-hmm.
And a minnow never gets to be anything but a minnow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Some of them get pretty big, though.
Yeah, get pretty big minnow, but he never grows out like a fish.
Yeah.
Well, that was all new to me till I was grown.
Around the river, do you have those hard-shelled...
turtles?
...things? Uh-huh.
Oh, bajillions.
No, that's the one that lives in the water. How about the one that lives on dry land?
And we'll call that the tortoise or the terrapin.
Uh-huh.
You go right down the river now any hot day, and as you get up to the river, you see those little big turtles slipping in. They'll be laying up here in the sun,
mm-hmm.
and they hear you coming, and by the time you can see over the bank there,
yeah.
they're back in that water.
They're big too. They're hard to catch.
I see them that big around.
Well, you ever catch any?
I have one fish hooks. I have absolutely seen those things 18 inches and diameter.
You cook them or anything? Or?
I never did. A lot of people will take some of those things, but I'm that like it was the oysters. I never would eat them.
Yeah. Did you catch many fish?
No, not very many. I used to catch a few catfish,
mm-hmm.
perch. Not very many. In other words, there's not very much. Now then, you see, under this government program, they've dammed all these creeks up and they've got big farm ponds now.
Yeah.
And they're stocking every one of those with fish.
Mm-hmm.
In about 3 years, you can put a little fish in here now. In 3 years from now, he's a big fish.
Yeah.
They grow fast.
If you keep them fish.
If you keep them fed.
Uh-huh.
So, you can catch fish now.
Mm-hmm.
But back yonder, before when I was trying to fish, you had mm-hmm. to depend on the streams or something, and nobody had stocked them. So I never did have real good luck. I've caught a few fish. I've never been much of a fisherman.
Mm-hmm. You know, a funny thing about a farm pond, unless you keep it fished, you keep that fish population down, they're all turning into stunted little rascals.
They will?
Big ones just won't live.
No, they, well, I didn't know.
They just compete and compete and compete, and they all turn out to be tiny.
Yeah, well.
Well, what do you call that insect that flies around at night and winks a little light?
Lightning bug.
And the insect that crawls in under your skin and makes a red spot that
itches? Sugar?
They're miserable, aren't they?
Oh, miserable. They're terrible. Now, I'm pretty tough. They don't bother me, but some people are just to eat them up. You one of them?
I'm one of them.
You're unlucky.
Oh, I am.
Actually, to my knowledge, and I have lain out when I was a kid out in the Bermuda grass where the sugars were bad to say.